This morning, I would like to lead everyone to do the contemplation of my happiness, my greatest happiness, where they come from and where they don't come from. All right? So, by looking at this subject, actually, in my mind, I'm trying to think what is the best for everyone to get benefit out from it. So actually, from yesterday until today, I'm still keep thinking. Even this morning, I still keep thinking because there is many addiction we can touch on. It can be from the, you know, physical addictions or emotional addictions or philosophical addictions. So I think Teacher Jenny, I really lead you on the physical addictions. I think a lot of people get out from it, get benefit out from it. And today I'm thinking maybe one of the addiction of emotional addiction is one of our bigger addiction as well, at least for me. I'm not sure about you. So, and out from it, there's many emotional addictions. Then I'm keep thinking, what is the one that I choose which is more common to everyone? And then after that, I think maybe angry is one of them. Emotional is one of them. Because angry can burn off a lot of our, burn off our good seeds and delay what we supposed to achieve on our goal. So then I'm thinking, maybe today I can do something on the angry addictions so that you all can keep, protect your own good seeds so that you can achieve your goal much easier, more faster. And angry come from many reasons, as we know. Many different people have different reasons. But I think one of the reasons that I saw my own self is sometimes we cannot get attention from others. If we cannot get attention of others, then our emotion will raise. Then when our emotion will raise, then eventually we will say certain things that hurts others or hurt us, eventually hurt ourselves. So attention, like when we do certain things, then we want to someone to recognize our efforts or give praise to us. But if we didn't receive it, then we will start to have the emotion that eventually may go into angry. So today, I would like to touch on one of the addiction, angry may come from we want attention from others. All right, so we will go from this. All right, so get yourself ready for your meditation posture. Try to sit in front of your chair. And remember, don't waste this morning. Just make your mind more focused on the subject that we are going to touch on. My greatest happiness, where they come from and where they don't come from. And always before starting, I would like to do a motivation setting for this morning so everyone can lightly close your eye. And then try to set your motivation. This morning, the purpose of the contemplations is to, I want to find the root source of one of my addictions, emotional addictions, angry. So that I can free off my addictions from these angry emotional addictions. And thus we can help many others or who also can free off their own addiction as well. So set your motivation right now. All right, so now try to adjust our contemplation posture. Make sure your back is away from your seats of the back. And check your eyes should not be too tight when you're closing. If it's too tight, then just release a little bit. And relax your face. Just by putting on a Mona Lisa smile, it will help you to relax your face. Chin level with the ground. Open up your chest by rolling back your shoulder blades to behind. That will open up your chest and straighten up your back. Slightly in your belly. Hand on your leg. Bum can be facing up or down. So do your last adjustment, then after that, you should not be moved anymore and sit still like a rock. And now try to focus on our breath. Start by exhale and then follow by inhale. So every exhale followed by one inhale counted as one. And we try to do 10 count and see whether it can be perfect 10 count. And should your mind wander, just try to gently pull back on your breath again and restart the count from one again. Let's begin. Now, we will move into the contemplation of my greatest happiness, where they come from and where they don't come from. So, a lot of time, we want to have greatest happiness and thing to block us is our anger, our emotion. Of course, if we can't solve our anger issue or emotional issue, we cannot have a greatest happiness. And most of the time when we feel angry, one of the possible reason of the or the root source could be we want to get attention from others. And if we cannot get attention from others, we will start to have the emotional that eventually may lead to our angriness. And that have actually burned off a lot of our good seeds. And thus, eventually, we cannot achieve our goal. So now we try to solve and find out the angry could become from one of the reasons is that because we didn't get the attention from others. That's why we start to have emotion. So in order to get attention from others, and the others can be in our family, could be from our parents. If we marry, could be from our spouse, children. And in at work, we would like to get attention from our boss, manager, or could be co-worker, colleague, or down, or even in business, your downline, your staff. Or even your clients. So we want to get attention from all these people when we do certain things to them. So if in the family, at home, in order to get attention from our maybe parents or sibling or even our spouse, maybe as a guy, or even as, you know, as a wife or as a daughters, sometimes we'll buy present for our family. But sometimes when they receive the present, the word that they say, sometimes will hurt us because we don't get recognition from others. And that caused us to get angry. Like me, maybe I get a nice tie and then I wear and then I show it to my wife. Then my wife, I ask my wife, is it looking nice? Then my wife says, so-so. It's okay. So during that time, I feel a bit get hurt. And then my emotion arise. So how about yours? Anything that makes you feel emotional at home? Then during at work, maybe we spend time to come out the proposal, or we give our best suggestions during the meeting, And when we didn't get any appreciations, then sometimes we don't feel happy. Then we lead to emotion, and sometimes even worse, we will get into angry because our efforts have not been recognized. So do anything happens in the workplace that makes you, because of did not get attentions, and then you get into emotional and angry? So you can recall some of them. So a lot of time, because we want to get attention from others, we try to do things by buying gifts, like for me, buying a tie and wear in front of my wife. At work, we give nice proposal, give best suggestions. We believe by doing this thing, we are able to receive attention from others. We believe the attention from others is coming from the gift, is inside the gift, is inside the tie, or inside a nice meal that you cook for your family. You believe it's inside the proposal or suggestions. But when we didn't receive the attention from others, the recognition from others, we start to have our emotion and angry. So recognitions, getting attention from others, coming from our seats, is not on the thing, it's not on the tie. It's not on the nice meal that you cook for your family. So what is the seeds that make us getting attentions from others? It's the recognition from the efforts that others have doing. So we need to recognize the effort from others. We need to give praise to others. We need to give appreciations to others. And that plant the seeds for us to get attentions from others by the thing that we done to them. So I start to give praising, recognize to my helper, to my core team member, even to my children. I recognize their efforts. I give praise to the efforts. And that plants the seeds for us to get recognitions on the thing that we do. And people around us will be start praising us by the thing that we do to them. And eventually, that is the happiness and is the goal that we want to achieve by getting attentions from others. By first recognize other effort, praising to others on the thing that they done to us. So think about, have you give praises, recognition to others in your family or at work? Please try to recall and be happy on that. Who you praise to? Who you recognize their efforts to? Let's recall, and that will actually water your good seeds. And you can direct the seeds that you have been planted in the past to the persons that you would like to get attention from, getting their praise from. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your sibling, spouse, or even your boss, your manager, your clients, or your co-worker. So direct the seeds to them now. And you know, by doing so, you will get your greatest happiness, which is the one that you want to get attention from others. It's not on the time, it's not on the meal, it's on the seats that we have been recognized others' efforts, praising others. Happy that you have planted these seeds. And that is one of the root source for your angry, your anger issue, your emotional issue. And by planting more, this kind of recognition of other efforts and praising other, appreciate other helping us. The more we plant these seeds, the more we receive attention from others. And eventually, it will let us have less emotion. Then we have more happiness in our daily life, whether at work or at home. And that will protect our good seeds. And eventually, it will speed up faster for us to reach our own goal. You feel happy now? All seeds have been planted without wasting. Especially the good seeds. Okay, now try to focus on our breath and do three long exhale. Imagine when you are exhale, there is golden light out from your breath. Golden light will touching everyone in this room, in your country, the people in your country, everyone in the world. So this golden light will touching eventually everyone in the world. Everyone can find their greatest happiness by knowing that it's not the thing, happiness does not in the thing. It's from the seeds that they have been planted to make others happy. So three long exhale, golden lights. And when you are ready, you can move your hand and leg, and then you open your eye and back to this room.